You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Ninety One is the largest asset manager in South Africa, and the group announced results for its financial year to the end of March today. And during this period, the assets under management rose by 10% to £144 billion, or around 2.7 trillion rand. And this means 91 manages more money than the Public Investment Corporation, or the PIC, which has around 2.4 trillion rand under management. During the period, 91's revenue rose by 2% to 13.5 billion rand. The profit after tax increased by 23% to 5.4 billion rand. And the board declared a final dividend of 7.7 pence, or around 1 rand 52 a share. Hendrik du Toit joins me now. He is the chief executive of 91. Hendrik, thanks for your time. How much of the 2.7 trillion rand is still in South Africa?
Good day, Rake and listeners. It's very nice talking to you from London today. I just wanted to say one thing. The PIC is far larger than us in South Africa. We're a very different business. Most of our monies or funds we manage, capital we manage, is provided by international clients, but we still have a substantial business in South Africa. It depends, a part of that obviously is invested international, but sourced from the South African or the African client group is just up around £50 billion in total.
So it is still very, very significant, around a third.
South Africa is a very significant market for us, although obviously the most and a big part of those assets are invested in the domestic market as well.
Well, you had a good year last year. The assets under management rose by 10%, as I said earlier, or a net inflow of around £5 billion. Where did this money come from? Is it just an increase in asset values? Is it clients moving their funds? And how much of that comes from South Africa?
Net inflows would be net. Now, obviously, we get much more gross business, but some clients take their money back, use it for pensions, etc., or they do some other things with the money. So this is the net. And the net is approximately 100 billion rand, of which approximately a third comes from the African market, which where South Africa is dominant, but we also have good businesses in Namibia, Botswana, and elsewhere in Africa.
When we spoke last year, you said that you saw China as a potential growth market. You were also saying that 91 looks to expand in the US, which is obviously a massive market, but it's a mature market. But a lot has changed since then. The US has a significant inflation and interest rate problem. There's a war in Europe, and China has a major COVID problem, and a significant part of the economy is in a strict lockdown. Have these events amended your strategy?
They have not, but I mean, we come from a year where we've, you know, revenues have increased by, you know, 10% in sterling terms and management fees by 13%. So that happens when you have reasonably good markets. If we look at this picture we're seeing here today, if it persists, we will have a much tougher time in the coming year. And not only because there are so many issues all around, but there's also an immense amount of volatility, which then makes investors less risk prone and therefore sitting on cash. So harder to get flows as well. But we are long-term investors. We look through this and think that, or we consider the coming year as a year for great investment opportunities. I think the China story will turn. The US economy and US markets have been exceptionally good for a long time. Once the interest rates have adjusted, that path will continue. So near term, cautious, but definitely no panic.
You say it's a year for great investment opportunities. Have you changed the investment strategy? Maybe take money off the table and now look for new opportunities? Or how would you approach these investment opportunities?
I mean, in many of our specialist strategies, we cannot, because the client asks us to invest in a certain way. In our multi-asset portfolios, we've been very well positioned and actually got significant capacity to take on risk. So it really depends which strategy. But I from a business point of view, our business strategy has not changed. We're going after clients in big markets who want to invest globally and internationally, including emerging market debt, We think particularly, there will be flows towards emerging markets once the ripple effect of the Ukraine war is out, but this coming year is going to be tough. So I'm quite comfortable, and we've been specifically encouraging our clients to invest in high quality, robust companies that will survive this kind of environment where their balance sheets are strong. And we think that thesis is going to pay handsomely in the years to come. In the near term, however, who knows where the price will be at the end of next month or next quarter.
I was at the Nampo Oesdag in Botaville yesterday, and there were several discussions about what's happening in the world and how it affects the agricultural sector in South Africa. And the number one item on the agenda was the war in the Ukraine, and obviously the higher fuel prices flowing from that conflict. So we definitely live in a global village, and I think with the war it's actually gotten smaller. How big a risk do you think that war is in the Ukraine for world markets, especially now that that Sweden and Norway wants to join NATO, because that may escalate the conflict even further?
Eric, I'm the wrong person to ask, because I was absolutely convinced that the Russians would not, invade the Ukraine and upset an entire system, including their own access to markets for their energy. I'm not the right person to ask. My sense is that the biggest implications have been felt, and unless it goes nuclear, whatever happens now is of less relevance, because the world is already switching, adapting. The implication of food prices, because Ukraine is such an important food producer, and so is Russia, across the emerging world, is going to lead to serious political instability. And in the Western world, governments may fall when fuel and food prices continue to rise for too long, because that will frustrate investors or voters, creating significant political uncertainty. So we are in a world where things are going to be tough. And actually, South Africa is a bit of a port in a storm, not necessarily the guys at Nampo, but the commodity production, the distance from those places, and the fact that South African government debt is kind of replacing Russian government debt in global emerging market portfolios. So perversely, South Africa has actually been a less volatile place than many others as a consequence of the Ukraine war.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's still maybe with the US inflation scenario, probably one of the biggest risks we've seen in decades.
Exactly. I mean, we're in a world where financial markets are busy with a painful adjustment because of the fact that central bankers were too slow to see the inflation threat coming. And basically the Russians, through the attack on Ukraine, put fuel on the fire.
Hendrik, thanks for your time. That was Hendrik de Tooy. He is the chief executive from 91.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.